We need a religion. Our country and our world need a religion that does all these things and more. Back in the early 1990s, the Reverend Scott Alexander wrote the text of our responsive reading in his book, Salted by Fire. He was eager for Unitarian Universalists to share the good news of our faith, to be evangelists for this religious tradition that was so needed then and even more needed today. The founding mothers of Bull Run Unitarian Universalists knew that Manassas needed such a religious community, one that would be safer for the many and diverse people who would come through its doors over the future decades to seek greater understanding around life's big questions and to share their gifts of service with those in need. They had a vision that they shared with others, a vision of shared values but differing beliefs. The charter members of the congregation, the people who committed to establishing a UU congregation in Prince William County and Old Town Manassas specifically, they also had a vision. They shared that vision with each other, and they shared that vision with others. The congregation grew. It moved from one rented space to another until finally they bought this building in 1999. The vision changed as the congregation grew and its needs changed. With the purchase of the building, it was all hands on deck to make the spaces fresh and reflective of how BRU saw itself, what they wanted to be known for, and who they intended to be in Manassas on the corner of Church and Main. Each chapter of BRU's history includes a vision. The vision adjusted to changes in membership and changes in leadership. Yes, to changes in ministers too. But also to changes in religious education ideas and to changes in world events and changes in attitudes. BRU became a welcoming congregation and then later a green sanctuary. BRU joined with others in Prince William County to form Unity in Community, to celebrate diversity and fight hate and bias, including responses to the anti-immigrant initiatives passed in 2007. They had a vision of a supportive, diverse, and caring community for all who live here. This vision is part of BRU's involvement in VOICE, Virginians Organizing for Interfaith Community Engagement, as well as our work with UUs for Social Justice, the Washington, D.C.-based advocacy organization on Capitol Hill. With all of these experiences of growth and change and justice love, the congregation has responded and lived into the ever-renewing vision it has for itself. We are in the midst of such a time of reflection and growth. The search for a new minister was a time of visioning for the congregation as it prepared for new spiritual leadership. That tends to be a time when the congregation is more inwardly focused. Who are we together? With the completion of a successful search, the congregation's energy can shift direction and it's being released into collective, outward-facing vision. Who are we in the world around us? We are asking questions and examining our communication systems under new leadership and additional volunteers. Our religious education programming is becoming more robust and consistent across the ages and stages of life. You may not be aware of it, but part of the reason we're experiencing some tightness here in the sanctuary at the beginning of the service is because we have more families and young people attending service and attending our religious education program. Our music program, as always, is striking the right notes. Our staff are committed professionals who align their work with the vision articulated by the congregation. The vision team has been working hard to harvest your ideas and distill the feedback into a single vision statement to be voted on at the annual meeting. Among the common themes that are suggestive of centers of energies for us here at BRU are the following: fostering unity, inclusivity, and social justice. Being welcoming to the entire community in which we have our religious home. being an open, safe, accessible, and eco-friendly environment, being welcoming and supportive to the community, always siding for and with those in need, building a more harmonious and inclusive community, recommitting to each other and our larger UU community, connection, thriving, spiritual growth, leadership in and pursuit of social justice. As the vision team works on creating a single statement that captures the current BRU vision in a way that resonates with our community's third eye or solar jewel, thereby enhancing our superpowers for creating change in the world, we members and friends alike, each of us who are committed to the shared values of Unitarian Universalism in general and Bull Run Unitarian Universalists specifically, must live our vision. We have to live it, and we have to live into it. In the coming weeks, you'll be receiving information about the aspirations we have for the coming year. The budget includes some new items and some significant increases. There are changes we need to make and changes we need to respond to. Some of these are already happening, and others we will need to make happen. For example, with Henry Hastings' retirement from bookkeeping, a volunteer staff position, leadership has determined that paying for these services is a better solution than keeping it in a volunteer role. Another example is BRU's commitment to fair compensation for all of its paid staff. Paying appropriate salaries and providing benefits are part of the social justice stance of the congregation. It became apparent to me shortly after my arrival at BRU that we are doing pretty well by our staff, except that because of Anise's very long tenure with the congregation, the music director's salary is nowhere near the amount it should be, according to the guidelines from the UUA. It's easy to realign salaries when you're hiring staff, and it is not unusual for long-employed staff salaries to not keep up with cost of living and merit or experience increases over decades of tenure. The theme for our stewardship campaign is, as I have indicated, living our vision. Before we have the exact wording of the new vision statement, we can energize it by living our vision through a successful annual budget drive. Money is simply a form of energy. Move that energy in the world by pledging not only your time and talents, but also your treasure. Figure out the value of what you receive from BRU in your life, and then pledge a little more. Round up to the next higher number, place, value. Number, place, value, not the next number. Okay? I write these kinds of sermons and I feel like I'm like PBS doing a, you know, pledge campaign. But really, what are you willing to sacrifice to keep this place that holds you, nourishes you, cares for you, feeds your spirit, enlightens your mind? What are you willing to sacrifice for that? The greatest source of income for any voluntary organization, such as a faith community, is from its supporting members and friends. That's your pledge. Nearly 3/4 of our income is from pledges. The other quarter is fundraising and rental and lease agreements. On the expense side, staff salaries and benefits make up approximately 68% of expenditures. This is in the normal range for UU congregations. In some places, it's much higher, 75%. The bottom line is we absolutely depend on your stewardship resources, especially the financial gifts, to keep this congregation living its vision here in Northern Virginia. We can't do it without you. If you love this congregation, care about its people and the good news we bring to this community, then it is critical for each of you to live its vision, including providing the funds for the programming and staff to support that vision. It's critical that there be enough money to maintain and ensure the buildings and grounds, to keep the lights on, to and the heat and the air conditioning running, to pay for cleaning and bookkeeping services, to make this a place that people want to rent for events and hold meetings. It means it needs to look good inside and out. And that's why you all volunteer for work days. All of you, not just 12 of you. Right now, this month, this season, our aspirations are focused on funding the coming fiscal year. After we approve the vision statement in June, we'll start talking about how to make the new vision statement come alive and what resources will be needed to do that, which requires an entirely different kind of fundraising than our annual budget drive. And the annual pledge canvas won't be going away. We still have to run a stewardship campaign each fiscal year that cover the cost of operating expenses. For now, let's make sure we are living as fully as possible into that vision. May we bless each other by living into the vision we have for a successful pledge canvas. Please be more generous than before. Studies show that moving the energy of money actually makes more of it available. It's like that old song about the magic penny. Anybody want to sing it? And if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something. If you give it away, you'll end up having more. And it goes on. The penny rolls across the floor. More pennies start rolling across the floor. Now, we don't want them all over the floor. You can put that into your pledge, right? Anyway, share the wealth, share the love. There's an abundance inherent in our lives as a congregation, and we are blessed to be living our vision together. So may it be.